Before we see Taisves, let us just quickly go over the previous Gemara. Ibayilu koyin mal beyefastaya chidushu, a holding that ayefastaya is mutat ayisrael is a chidush. So therefore, loishna koyin veloishna yisrael. Hidulme shani kahanim oil beyibibem mitzvah yisayres. So there's a greater chidush that it should be mutal kahanim, so we can't build from the heta li yisrael. Rav amar mutar, Shmuel amar osa. So the first lashon says, "Bebir ishayne de kolam aloy pligi de shari, loy dibra teira al keneged yitzer hara." So that is why the teira was matar the bir ishayne ki pligi bebir shniya. Rav amar mutar, Shmuel amar osa. Rav amar mutar, oyel be ishter ishtaye ishteri. Shmuel amar osa. Now we have a second lush. That means even though Shmuel and Yisod in Svara is made to Rav that Redibra Torah Kneged Yetzer Hara, so the Bir Rishayna should be Mutter. But we have a Smichas HaParshias that V'ri'isa Bashivya was only said to such a Yefas Toya that eventually will end up with V'aveso El Teich Be'secha. And since this is not possible to be Niskayim by a Koyin, so there's no Heter of V'ri'isa Bashivya. Tana Rabbonon V'ri'isa Bashivya B'shas Shviye. The heter is if Bishah Shvi already became Nizgare the Yetzahore Bekirboy. Aishes, Akalo Aishes Ish. Yefas Toya, Lidibrotera, Lakeneged Yetzahore. It's not a heter, it's only if it's, if there's a Giri HaYetzah that he is unable to be Oymed Kenegdoy. Mutav Sheyechli Yisrael, Bosor, Tmusa, Ishchuta, Yisrael, Shvit. Basa mesukenes al kaponim uwe shochut o yeich lo basa tmusa is neveilis vecha shakto af al pish einei noe bo vloi bo bechavotoi can only take one yefas toi of lakachta lekuchin yesh lecha bo lecha leisho shlo yikach shtei noshim achas loi vachas loviv achas loi vachas livnoi. And let us just go over two Rashi's and Afchav Beis Medalof. Lekuchin yesh lechabo kiddushin toifsim. That's the Ba'af al pi. So Rashi explains what the chiddush is. Ba'af al pi shahisai vedis kechav. Even though she's a goite, shrei eino mizgayeres midaito. The geiris is also not a full-fledged geiris, this where we don't have hardas and rotzen on the geiris. And then the last rashi shleich al tzenah b'mulchome lovoi oleho. Zog taisvish shleich chatzena b'mulchome. He shouldn't force her b'mulchome lovoi oleho. Pesh bekuntres lovoi oleho. Mashme mitoich perushai. So it seems from Rashi. The b'mulchama also lova yaleh kalika. I would seem from Rashi that in the shas mulchama there is no het to lova yaleh. Va'afilu b'irishayna eina muta ad la'achar kol ha'maisa. And Taisus understands pshat according to Rashi that we have aveisa al teich beisecha b'chsav esavivisima yerech yomim. V'acha kein tova yeleo v'yalto, v'hoysa l'chol le'isho. So that's pshat. That pshat is v'acha kein tova yeleo v'yalto. Afterwards, though, there's a heta b'yeh. After the 30 days of Ochseves Aviv Esima, then he's permitted to make the first biyah. Vitema, Pachtaisis of the first biyah, was only huta. After 30 days bebeisai, that means we have a Muhammad can be lasting 2 years also, they're right on the front. And then after the Muhammad ends, and now he takes her home, and now we wait another 30 days, and then there'll be boil her. So what happened with the Yetzer Hara? May come a dibra tera k'neged Yetzer Hara, kivin de b'mechama osar at sheyavi lebeisoy, or la'acher kol ha'maisim, and we need to, not some as a yavi lebeisoy, we need all the maisim, b'gil chesroi, shevasa siponeo, yeah. Hayech nispayes Yitzroi bekach. How, what happened to Yetzer Hara? All of a sudden Yetzer Hara became a sablin. Akat ike Yetzer Hara b'mulchama b'beisha ad yerech yomim. The Yetzer Hara, he didn't take a furlough, a vacation. The Yetzer Hara was there the whole time. So how did we take care of the Yetzer Hara if we asked it be it till after yerech yomim that she's b'beisha? Boyd Koshin. Amai Kori lo Bosot Musais. The Gemara explained that this heter is really a very dochuk tike heter. It's a musukendike meat. Kimishin is geira. If the whole heter is after geiris. So memele, so it's not Bosot Musais. Boyd Koshin. Mahodam beperik based Sanhedrin. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Tomo bas yefas toya hoisa. Tomo was the daughter of a yefas toya. Ulaficha hoisa muteres la Amnon. So Amnon was permitted to marry her. Kidirsiv, it says in the posig, daber olay ala melech, ki loy yimna ani mimcha. She told him, get reshus from David Amelech. V'im loid bo David al macho, eim tom ad lacho kol amaisim. So Tomo told Amnon that lemaisa David al zicha bimata. Now, if we will say, like Rashi says, that the whole heter be is after the geiris, is haich haisa muteres la Amnon? So how did she become mutet Amnon? V'rei achoisei mei oviv haisa. She's a chayse me'oviv, if after the geiris, so they have the same father. Sherei eim tomo la'acher kol ha'maisim chshuve geiris. Then she's called a geiris. L'kuchem yesh leibo. And she's a bas tvisus kedusha. So according to Rashi, what is pshat the Gemara in Sanhedrin that Tomo told Amnon that David will zicher b'mata? Because she was a bas yefas toyo. What is that? How does that help the situation? But if she was a bas yefas toya, be his only mutter after the geiris, so she's a chayse me'oviv. They have the same father. The bish loimim the forish yefas toya muteres miyad. If we'll say not like Rashi, we'll say yefas toya is mutter miyad. Shaker domi made the kamra toma. So then we understand the Gemara very well. Ki loim ne'eni mimcha. The David HaMelech will not be meineya me from you. Ulafisha isa muteres loy. Because then she was muta to Amnon. Deikala meima, because it could be, shenis abro ima bimulchoma. That, forget, if we'll say that bia, the bia rishayne is muta bimulchoma. Shadayin hoisa ima oivedes kechavim. Her mother was still a goita then. Vizu eina chashuve kebite shel David. Then she's not considered the daughter of David. The ain ben habom in avedis kechavim kori bincha elo bino. If she was nisaba from David in the Mulchama before the Geirat, so it's not David's daughter. It's not miyuchis at all to David. It's Machos daughter. The Vlad Oivedes Kechavim Kemoisa. So then, if we will not say like Rashi, so the Gemara Sanhedrin is Meredik. Avol Perish Akuntres. Shlei Bo Leho Adlacha Kolomaisem. Is kosher Kidapirash. Venire le Rabbeinu Tam. So therefore, because of all of these kashes, so the Rabbeinu Tam says, the Biri Shoina Muteres Bemuchom. The Biri Shoina was put up in Muchom, that took care of the Yetzer Hore, and Arvo Bishni Yesura, Chetai Bebe Beise Giyeres. Boho, de Koma, so Bob Rashi saying, Shan the Gemara, Shlo Yilchotzeno Bemuchom, he shouldn't force her. The Muchom, what is he forcing her? Hainu lahaschel limnois yerach yomim. That means there's a geiros process that is a 30-day procedure. So this starts bebeisoi. We cannot start counting the 30 days and have this whole procedure in the middle of the Muhammad. Then yochel doich kolasi seder aparsha shetiye bebeisa. That is how the Rabbeinu Tam learns. V'yesh miyashmim perish akuntres. Others want a fan for Rashi. V'loi koshe midi mashikshe. All the kashes that the Rabbeinu Tam asked on Rashi, they're not difficult at all to answer. The first kasha was, if so what was the Yetzer Hara doing the whole time, b'shas mulchom in the 30 days? The bottle hemeno Yetzer Hara, kibin sheyesh loy pas pesala, is a pas pesala. She'soif aliyus meteres alacha kol ha'maisim. There's a mile of pas pesala. Pas b'sala, a person knows he's batuach, it will become muta, some amela, so that can take care of the tkifas ayetza. Uma shehiksha maikori lo abosa temusais. Why is it called bosa temusais if it's after the geiris? Kivin shen is gaira, anami loikosh, diklamayim alafi shem gaira bar kocha. The eino geiris gemur, it's not a real geiris. Kori lo bosa temusas. Uma shehiksha mi tomo. Why was tomo muta ta'amnoim? L'chayra they were. He was his sister from the same father because she was born after the geiris. Loikoshe. Dikalameima the Toma Lehaisa Bas David could be Pshandig Mos as follows that Toma Bachlau was not Bas David. Alamikoidam Lachain Haisa Imamubaris. That means that when David was Bo Al Toma Bimulchoma, she was Mubaris already from someone else. So Mimelasi, she was Bachlau, not Bitay Shal David. Forget when she got born, there was the geiris of Reso, the geiris of Macha helped for her, but Al Koponim, she never was David's daughter. So Memele, so because she, that's a Bas Yefas Toya, the more means not, she was a Bas from someone else. She was Nesaba before she became a Bas Toya.
That
what it says, Kain til bashna b'nois ha-melech me'ilim. It says that the b'nois ha-melech wore me'ilim. Lo'y mishum sha'isa bita. According to this pshat, she wasn't bita. Ela lefisha godla b'beisha yishal David in b'nois ha-melech. So me'mele, so that's why that pshat. Agavulche, there's a beautiful Avne Miluim. Avne Miluim wants to fa'emfa this third kasha of Taisvus. Taisvus had asked, according to Rashi, that the whole heter of a Yifas Toya the whole heta of a yifas toira is only after the 30 days that she's bebesai. So then he was first boyilah, so it comes out, so Tamar was the sister of Amnon. So that the Miluin Simen Dalad Oishiyat Gimel says as follows. He says, Be'emesin, let us be medayk from Rashi. Lekuchin yesh lochobo, we learn that from the Pasuk, Lekuchin yesh lochobo, Kiddushin toifsin. Fa'af alpi sha'oisa oivedes kechovim, sh'reino miskayeres midayta. So he says, let us hear what Rashi is saying. Rashi is saying that the Pasuk is telling us that even though all the time Kedushin is not Taifas and Agaita, here Kedushin is Taifas and Agaita. Here Kedushin is Taifas and Agaita. That's what Rashi is telling us. It's not Geiris. It's not Geiris. It's Bar Kocho. A Geiris Bar Kocho is not a Geiris. She's a Goite. Ba'avo Pishoi Seved is Kechovim. And then he brings a Rashi in Sanhedrin. Rashi in Sanhedrin says, oh, but just 1 second, before, let us just say one more word. So he says, Amoyre de Kezach, so she's a goite. After the Geira, she's a goite. There's a Xeris Akos of that Kedushin is Taifa. That's for Lakach, the Kedushin Taifa, but that's the Kedushin of the Post. So he says, but that din, that a bas of a goit is not miyuches achov, that din remains. So lemaise, Talmud Hake, she was nisabel from David after the 30 days, after the geiris, but she was still a goit, that doesn't mean anything. So she was still a goit. And so the Talmud is miyuches achel, not after David, she's not David's daughter. And Emerson, that's what does he brings a Rashi in Sanhedrin. Rashi says, "Achais Avsholim, bas yefas toya hoiso, koydim shenizgayra b'leiv sholem, machayimah yodale l'David as Toma." That was before there was a geiris b'leiv sholem, so she wasn't David's daughter; she was a goite. That's how Avner Miluim says pshat. Amoyer de Kizach. Now I saw in Mishnas Halevi. He wants to say one more knach. It says in Sifri, Tovi Yolev, after all the Baisim says, Tovi Yolev Va'alto, Va'hoiso Lachali Isha. So the Sifri says, how is it Va'hoiso Lachali Isha? That's how the Ramban says Pshat in Sifri. Uba'alte. That Afkebiya is Kaina. Afkebiya is Kaina. So the Mishnah Salevi says, according to Avner Miluim, it's beautiful. Because, I mean, what's why Afkebiya Kaina? Aisha Nikis Bekes Mishnah Abiya. Because Nemesis, she's a Gaita. And a Gaita, there's no Chlala concept of Kesef Ishtar. Bulus Baal Yeshlem. So the issues that we're saying is a Mordek Yechidish Akra, but Lakachto, we have to appreciate this Chidish. That even though she's a goite, the geiris is worthless. And it's basot musis. We're matter a goite. Fine. Now one more nekuda. The Rashba asks Akasha and Rashi. He asks Akasha. So according to Rashi, everything is the beer is shein is mutter after the 30 days of Eisotech Beisechav, Gilchas Roisha, Yerech Yomim, Achakach, Tovi Elav Yalto, that's the first B is Vachakach. Frek the Rashbe, the Tais Rosh also asked the Kashem, he says, I bezoi, the Gemara said before, Iboi Lukoyim, I befast Toyechidishu, Loishna Koyim, Veloishna Yisrael, Frek the Rashbe, what's the Chidish? So he mentioned yesterday, so everybody knows what he's going to do. He's miyached or someplace. This is in the middle of the mulchame. There's so that's called befareshia. That's called that. So a boil akum befareshia is kanoi poimet. So my male, they have an issa deraisa. But if the beer is after 30 days, so the stutzach by him in the house, that's tzine, that's not fareshia, who knows what he's doing. So my male, so what's the chidish chidisha tayin? As I fake the rajba, I'm going to kick as I fake the rajba and the taisis arosh and rashi. So God, I saw a moirdik a chiddush in Seiva Samochis, that the Seiva Samochis wants to say that Rashi held that what is a chilik between Farheshi and Tzine, that's in the loch of Kanoim Poigimboy. That in Farheshi there's a din of Kanoim Poigimboy. But Tzine, there's no din of Kanoim, but there's an Issa deraisa by Tzine also. That and that, what the Gemara says, that Besdin shall Hashmeinoi Gozru and Anakusis, that Nashkaz, and Sapsheshes, and the Nida, that Midarabani get Malkis. There's no Malkis by a Goite, but there's an Isser de Reise. And he time, he brings up Sarai from the Gemara in Sanhedrin, and he time is, he says, how could you say that it's a Dover Hamutter in Befaheshia? If the Etzim B is a Dover Amuta, how befar Hesye, all of a sudden it becomes also. So Kaponim Rashi held that is an Israel the Raisa for the Betzina also. That's what he wants to find for Rashi. So more or less we fanfilled the Kashas and Rashi. But now, Pesa says one more Kasha. Ach ein le taret shape le perish akudis was one kasha that shver ma chilek bein bir yishayne le shniye de mechalek gemore lehel. What is the chilek between the bir yishayne and the bir shniye? Ma made a chilek between the bir yishayne and the bir shniye. If everything is speaking about after the geiros, so what's the chilek between the Bir Rishayin and the Bir Shniyah? I mean, what's... He says, according to me, it's very good. The Bir Rishayin is a goita, the Bir Shniyah is after Geiris. But according to Rashi, what's the chilek between the Bir Rishayin and the Bir Shniyah? So, l'chayra, I had a oran taisvis. I mean, what's the kashet? What's according to the first lashon of the Gemara, the Gemara said as follows, that according to everyone, the Bir Rishayin is mutter. The second beer is a machloikis. Is Rav says he'll be shteri yishteri, and Shmuel says no, she's a geiris. Fine. So what's the problem? What's the difference between the first beer and the second beer? The chilek is we after the first beer that we took him the yitzah already. So now we have to know if the Torah was matter. What's the problem? That means, if we need the Yetzer, if we need for the first beer, we need a Hefter because of the Yetzer. So it's not an Emeser Geiris. I mean, that you have to say that, it's not an Emeser Geiris. So what's the difference between the first beer and the second beer? So it's finished. So the first beer, Le'Dibra Torah, the second beer, I don't have the Settle Le'Dibra Torah. So what's the Kasha of Tosfos? What is Tosfos asking that it's difficult? Now, Lulei de Mistafine, I would like to say Pshat in Tosfos Kasha, and perhaps I could say a Teretz, or try to say a Teretz on Tosfos Kasha, if this is Pshat in Tosfos Kasha. I saw a Moiradike Kasha in the Arza de Veirav. He asks on Rashi a Moiradike Kasha. He asked the Kasha in the second Lashon of the Gemara. The Gemara said like this, the second bee is Icharasa. It's no Shaila. A Koyin, the second bee is Icharasa. She's a Zayna. No Shaila. The whole Shaila is on the first bee. So what's the Machleke? So Rab says the first bee is Mutta. Le Dibrata, Knegin Yetzer Arot. So Mamela, so she's Mutta Ta Koyin also. Shmuel said a Drosha. Shmuel said, let's learn Chumash. You learn this and saw this, you're right. But let's learn Chumash. It says, V'ra'isa v'ha'veisa. Kol heicha de kerinim bo v'ha'veisa teich v'isecha kerinim be'ber'isa v'ashivya. So the heter for Roisa Bashivya is only said if you'll have a heter later of Vavesa or Teich Beisach. But if there's no Vavesa, there's no Roisa. So Lechayre, according to Rashi, the Bir Rishon is also Vavesa. I mean, what is the Gemara talking about? That if there's a Vahavesa, there's a Veroisa. The Veroisa is after the Vahavesa. According to Tais, this is very good. According to Tais, the Veroisa Bashibya, and he's allowed to be Boyelah Ben Samul Chome, and then there's a Seder Vahavesa. So Mamela, so then the Lashon of Shmuel is very good. Kalhecha de Ike Vahavesa, then there's a Veroisa. There's no Vahavesa, there's no Veroisa. But according to Rashi, what do you mean there's no Vahavesa? The Zichem Aveisach. I mean, the whole lot of Risa is after the Aveisach. After it was Boyola. The Vacha Kachto Vila Vialta Bo Isa Lachalisha. So, perhaps this is Pshat in Teis Vizkashe. Perhaps this is Pshat in Teis Vizkashe. That ein le tarit shapel le perish akuntres machilut ben biri shayne le shniye de machalik morelel. Taisus means to ask, and from the second lashon. And the second lashon, and the second lashon, the Gemara said according to Shmuel, that it says vorei vorei kol eicha de ike vorei isa ike vahaveisa a kol eicha de ike vahaveisa ike vorei isa. So memele everything is after vahaveisa machilut ben bir rishayin elishniya the mechalik gemara. Maybe that is pshat in Tosfos Kasha, this kasha that Arzad the Beirav asks. Im keinem anachnu, if that's pshat and tois was kasha, or if it's not pshat and tois was kasha, let's just also, that also the rabbi is this kasha and rashi, it's a kasha. So I thought, dachsach mir, I don't know if this is how Chumash is learned in Cheder, but dachsach mir, according to Rashi, if according to Rashi, the Bi'ile HaMuteres is after Vahavesa, that's how the Rishonim know him pshat and Rashi. The pasuk says, "Va'aveisa teich beisecha," and that says the whole seder, "V'gilchas choisha b'asas tiponel." The whole thing, "V'bochsa sabir esimo yerech yomim." Va'acha kein tovei eileho uva'alto, v'hoisa l'chol le'isha. Now, lulei de mistafine, I would say. If according to Rashi, Va'acha came tover leh, speaking about the Bi'er Rishayna. That's the Bi'er Rishayna. The Bi'er Rishayna was not Mutter. Uva'alta v'hoysa l'cho le'isha is the Bi'er Shniya. Va'acha came tover leh, that's the Bi'er Rishayna. That's for the Yetzirah. That's the Yetzirah's Bi'er. That we were. And then, he said, over from the Sefri, and now she becomes his wife. She becomes his wife through Bia, Uva'al Tavoysa L'chol Le'isha. So the Tavi Yaleh is the Bia Rishayna, Uva'al Tavoysa L'chol Le'isha is the Bia Shniya. In Kainem Anachnu. So there are two Bias. According to Rashi, it is that way. The first Bia is that was to take care of the Yetzirah, like Dibratot Nagin Yetzirah, and they will only matter this beer, after Ageris Bal Kochav. The first beer will also only matter after Ageris Bal Kochav. And then we said Achidish, that after this beer, she becomes Aisha with this Geris Bal Kochav, Oisa Lachol Aisha. So, that what Shmuel said, V'reis ikos man, when is there a het of reisa bashivya, if there's v'haveisa or teich beisecha? It doesn't mean, it means look at the end of the pasuk. He's really going on the end of the pasuk. If there'll be a vahaveis that he can take her for a wife, then there's v'isa bashibya. And v'emison Rashi says this. Rashi says vahaveis otoich beisechol l'kaima. Rashi says, well, we're not speaking about that vahaveis otoich beisechol to yovetoviyolel. So we're talking about the end of the pasuk. That's what the Gemara really means. So the Gemara is saying, in other words, when is there a heter of a bir ishayne? If you'll later, you'll be able to be mekayim the uva'al tavoisa lachol isha. So what the Gemara really is saying, when is Tova Yaleh Mutter, if there will be Yechtas of Yal Tova Yisrael HaKadosh. That's L'chaira what the Gemara is saying. So that is the Bir Yishayin and the Bir Yishniyah. The Lashon HaGemara is Be'emesin Shver, and the Rash Be'emesin Mutchitzchan, the Lashon of the Gemara. The Gemara made a drash, Kol Heicha de Kirine Be'i Vaveis Al Teich Be'isecha Kirine Be'i Barisa Ba'ashivya. Really, the Gemara should have, the pasuk says as follows, V'ri'isa ba'ashivya, v'lokachta l'chol isha. That says in the beginning. V'ri'isa ba'ashivya, isha shifasta, v'chashak v'lokachta l'chol isha. So the Rash based, the Gemara should have said the Drash, V'ri'isa ba'ashivya, v'lokachta l'chol isha. K'lei chadika v'lokachta l'chol isha, is that the V'ri'isa ba'ashivya. Al-Kaponim, the Loshnam, the Gemara is lavdavke, but it could be that the Gemara means, that what the Gemara says, that the heter of the Bir Ishayne, which I learned out of V'achat Kain Tavialel, that is only if there'll be a heter of V'al Tavahisul HaKalisha. The Bayer Kain, they don't have such a heter. They don't have a heter of the Bir Ishayne. Umiyu, let's finish Taishus. Umiyu Aymari, the Bir Ishalmi Matsinu Machlekes Ameiroim Bedobazet. That means we Taisit had bombarded Rashi Abshad that the whole Bir Rishayin is only after the 30 days. So Taisit says it's a machlekes amiroi mirishalmi. Bochi is awesome. Rav Omar lohiter el Bir Rishayin. That only Bir Rishayin is mutar b'mulchama. And later, ani oimer. This Rabbi Yechon Dach Smet, Loi bi yishniya b'loi rishayna hutro, elo acha kol ha-maisim. Tachsi v'acha kein tovi yoleo v'yalto. So me meile, so, this is the posig on the bi yishayna, the bi yishniya. So al kaponim, Rashi Shita, Tashi says, it's a Yerushalmi, so let's not bombard Rashi with too many kashas. We see that there's a man yom in the Yerushalmi that holds like that. Tana Rabbon, now let us go to the Gemara further. Im Omer Yoimar Ha'eved. Now we're going back to the parsha of Ritzia. Im Omer Yoimar Ha'eved Ad She Yoimar V'Yishane. He has to repeat this twice. That means he says, Ahavti Yis Ishti Bes Adoini Bes Bonai. Says Ahavti Yis Adoini Bes Ishti Bonai Lo'yeit Sechofshi. He has to repeat this twice. Before we go into the sugya, I'd like to say over a beautiful vault from Rabbi Yeshua Leib Diskin that Rabbi Chonim brings down in Kovet Shiurim. There's a medrash. The medrash says Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to go into Eretz Yisrael, so he was mispalo. So the medrash says, what did Moshe Rabbeinu say betfilah? Say, Ohavti es Adoni. Zeh Akadosh Baruch Hu, es ishti zu atoire, ves bonai elu Yisrael, lo yeitzi chofshi. That was the tefillah of Moshe Rabbeinu. And the Rabbeinu Shlom told him, al toisef ledaber, don't you say this nachamo, because vayis tachayis Moshe Rabbeinu knew this was a formula to get it, this works. Im omer yoimar, he has to repeat this twice. If it is repeated twice, finished. The Azad Beirah brings a raya from this medrash, the Chazanish Klaus HaShaila, is Ritzia Achiyuv and the Odin. Or he can do it.
So he says, from the Medrash, it would seem that this works, that they told the Rabbi Shalom, Ahavti, Sadoimi, Vesishti, Rabbani, Lai, Eitzei, Chavshi. It works, Taka. And then the same way it works by Nevedim, it worked by Moshe Rabbeinu also. That's why the Rabbi Shalom told them, Al Taisav, Ladaba, Oibadavazah. No, no, don't you dare say it again. Moshe Rabbeinu was an Elohiit. Rabbi Shalom said, don't say it again. He didn't say it again. So it didn't work. But now let's get to the Baraisa. Tana Rabbon. Im Omer Yoima. Ache Yoima V'yishana. He has to repeat this Pisgam 2 times. Omer B'tchilu Sheish. Now I'm going to say the Gemara the way Rashi says Pshat. So we'll know a little bit Pshat. Omer B'tchilu Sheish. If he said this repetitious statement in the beginning of Sheish, but he did not say anything besoiv sheish, ainei nilza. So he can become a nilza. Shenema loy eitzei chavshi, atche yoyma b'shas yitziyah. He has to say this b'shas yitziyah. So if it was said twice in the beginning of sheish, it doesn't work. It has to be said one amir at least b'shas yitziyah. Omar b'soiv sheish, he said twice b'soiv sheish, so he said twice b'shas yitziyah. V'lo yomar b'tchila sheish, but he didn't say anything b'tchila sheish. Einei nirtza, shenema imoma yoyimel ha'evet, atche yoyimel kshu evet, he has to say when he's an evet. Now the Gemara is going to explain this, exactly what this means. Omar b'tchila sheish, omar b'soiv sheish, einei nirtza, shenema lo yeitzei chavshi. So the Gemara understood what's the tight tchila sheish as soon as he walked in. As soon as he walked in, and he put down his bags, so he came over to the audience and says, let's get something straight. You know, this is a beautiful house, mamish. Listen, I want to be a nirtza. We're ready up to yovel already. So there's a pasuk here, it's a have to be said b'shas yitziyah. Frek the Gemara ma'irim lo yeitzei chavshi tepilei debina nahavti esadoini es ishti v'esbonai. There's no ishi yet. He just walked in, he put down his bags. So there's no ishti, there's no bonai. So you have to bring a drosha of lo yeitzei b'shas yitziyah. The whole thing he can't say. Black, kasha number one. Vesu, kasha number two. He said, Omar b'soiv sheish, b'loi Omar b'tchilu sheish, ain't in it. So he said b'soiv sheish, so, but he didn't say b'tchilu sheish, is ain't in it. So shnema he'evet, otu soiv sheish lav evet hu. That means the last day of the avdus, he's an evet, this is shash yitzir, this is the last day, so he's an evet, and he's saying it's what's wrong. Omar rove, Betchilas pruta achoyna, besayf pruta achoyna. So let us just explain what the Gemara is saying. The Gemara is saying as follows: that we make a cheshbon. Let us see. We make a cheshbon. It was bought for 6 years, and we take a calculator, and we figure out that the last pruta of his price. When does that pruta start? So let it say that the last day of the year is that he's an Eved is Chof Adar, that's the last day. And the last day, the last Pluta will start 12 o'clock in the afternoon. That means we'll figure it out. 12 o'clock in the afternoon starts his last Pluta of Avodah. So he has to say like this. So he takes a clock and he says, when he's still an Eved, he had a put of Avodah to do, so before 12 o'clock, a minute before 12, he starts saying the Pisgam, Ahavti es Adoini Bestish es Bonili Yetzei Chofshi. Fine. That's the first Amira. Then he looks at the clock and it's 5 after 12. 5 after 12, well, I don't owe you any, I'm no Eved anymore because I owe you less than a Shavah put of Avdus. Now we're Yishas Yitzir ready. Again he says it. After he says, so the 2 times, that means we have here 2 limudim. It says one, it has to be said, b'shas yitzir, when he's oisevet. One Amira has to be saved when he's still an Eved. So that's how this ceremony is performed. He says the first Amira beef, Kozman, there's still yet an Avoid of a Shava Pruta that's Mutalolo. And the second Amira, he says, after he's Bishas Yitzhiye, then he says the second Amira, I think it was once mentioned from the Bichas Abram, and then you have to make sure that the Ritzia should also be in this time. Don't do it tomorrow. It has to be on Kapanim Bishas Yitzhiye, you make the Ritzia also. Okay. Let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi. Hochi garsine lahai bereise besefri be parshus rei anoichi. Dem omer yoimar atche yoimar vi yishane. Omer betchile sheish vil omer besaib sheish. If everything was said betchile sheish lo yimar saib sheish eni nilsa. Shenema lai eitze chofshi atche yoimar bishas yitzia. Omer besaib sheish omer betchile sheish eni nilsa. Shenema im omer yoimar evad atche yoimar kshu evad. Vahi perushoi omer vishono. Shout it like this. When the Mos says Omar means he repeated it twice. Shtei Amiris, Betchila Sheish. Everything he said, Betchila Sheish. Loi Omar Besoyb Sheish, Eini Nirtza. Shenema Loi Eitze. Mashmish, Samach Li Yitzia, Omar. Samach Li Yitzia. This he said in Betchila Sheish. Omar Shtei Pomin Besoyb Sheish. Atshir Mishuevet. So this is Shas Yitzia. But he's not an Eved anymore. Och, you see, no, ma, om, betchila sheish meyim, miloy eitze, chavshi, tepek, lay, divinin, ahavti, es ishti, doesn't have an isha. So, om, abisay, vloma, betchila sheish, eini, nirtzu, shnem, Eved, otto, saiv, sheish, lav, Evedu, vachi, perusha. Om, abitchila sheish, kosalke, daitach, the gmoy, rahava, mine, tchilas, sheish, mamish. Tchila sheish means tchila sheish. Is typically the beinan ahavti es ishti ve es bonai, but daim betchila sheish ein laishe ubonim. As soon as he walked in, he doesn't have an ishe, he doesn't have bonim. Shloi moslo loy adayin shifre knanis. He didn't get a shifre knanis yet. So memele, so astamazoi betchila sheish. It is not shaykh an amire. Don't tell me because of Le'etze, Stamzei Dola Mir is not Shaykh. Otto, Seif Sheish, Laf Evetu. Yeim Achen, Nikra, Seif Sheish, Bechol Ayeim Oevet. Achi Gassini. Oma Rove Betchiles, Pruta Achoyne, Beseif Pruta Achoyne. Legasini Leikash, Legasini Kan, Bachi Perushin. Kol Tchila Sheish, Tektoni. That what it says, Tchila Sheish, Kshmegia, Lahaschil, the Saif Pruta. We're about to start the last Pruta of his Avoide. Saif Pruta Achoyna Pichesh Megiroyna. Shadayin Olav Shove Pruta. He still has a Shove Pruta of work to do. The Havi Dmei Evet. That's Dmei Evet. He's still the there's a Shove Pruta he has to work Al Tzevet. The whole Seif Sheish, that what it says, Seif Sheish Tiktoni, Pruta Achoyne Ma'acher Shehiskel Bo, he started already, the Pruta Achoyne Nikra Seif, the Lav Evetu, he's not an Evet anymore. Then Olav Shove Pruta, there's no more Mutal Olav Navoida Vashove Pruta. Vachi Kama, Oma Betchila Sheish, Koidem Pruta Achoyne, before he still has a Pruta Achoyne to work before this man a Pruta Achoyne. The Kva Yesh Lo Yisho Bonim V'loi B'Soiv Sheish L'Acha Sheisro Pruta Achoyne Ein Ein Nirtza. If he only said both Amiris before the Pruta Achoyne Ein Nirtza V'loma V'Shona V'Chziv Lo Yeitze Chavshi Shomuch Li Yitziyeh. And Amira has to be said, Samach Li Yitzia. V'cholzman, Sheyesh, Olav, Pruta, Shleima. Cholzman is a Pruta, Shleima to work for. Lach Samach Li Yitzia. I Oma Vishona, Vesoyf Pruta Achoyne. If he said these two Amiris, after the Zman of the Pluta Achayne came, V'layama B'tchilas Pluta Achayne, Einei Nirtze, Shenema Im Yoimar Ha'evet. It has to be said when he's an Evet. Atshe Yoimak Shu Evet. So Mamele, so that is how Rashi says, Pshat Na Gemore, that the two Amiris, one has to be said before the Pluta Achayne, one has to be said when there's less than a Pluta Achayne left. And that's Pshat Yema Ha'eved, he has to say when he's an Eved, and he has to say B'shas Yitzir. That is Rashi's Pshat. Now Rashi says, B'losh Na'cheres Gilses U'befikol, that you look, everyone else will tell you there's a different Gilse. Ve'eini Yochel Lahamida, I can't figure out this Gilse. Sha'harbe Chuvisbo, there's a lot of kashas on this Gilse. V'zeh ha'loshen. This is the loshen of the girsa which everyone was goyres, and which Rashi holds as wrong. Omer yoyma. Ache yoyma v'yishne. Fine, this is good. You have to say it twice. Ha'evet. Ache yoyma k'shu'evet. Omer b'tchila sheish v'loy omer b'soyv sheish. Einei nirtza. If he said b'tchila sheish lo b'soyv sheish, eini nirtza. Shenemar im omar yoyma. Im omar yoyma. So what are we saying now? So omar b'tchila sheish means one amire. There was one amire b'tchila sheish, it's no good, im omar yoyma. Omar b'soyv sheish lo omar b'tchila sheish, eini nirtza. Shenemar lo yitze chofshi. Now here the problem is, he said b'soyv sheish, so it's no good l'yetzei chofsh. V'achi perusha, so this is pshat in the Beraisa, the way they learn pshat. This is how they learn pshat in the Beraisa. V'achi perusha. Oma b'tchila sheish pamachas, l'choz v'oma b'soyv sheish, eni nilce. The binan amar yoyma. This is good. Shtei amiris. Amar b'soyv sheish v'lomar b'tchila sheish eini nirtza. Shenemar loy eitzei chofshi. V'ze kvar yotzov. He said b'soyv sheish. So now he said once l'chayre b'soyv sheish. It's no good. Als loy eitzei chofshi. V'ze kvar yotzov. So you have to say it before the yitzir. Koshali tuve. Zekvayotashta. Koshali tuve. Number one, Rashi is Kanami Taipit Le Mama Yaima. If you're talking about one Amira, so just like he said, if in the beginning he says one Amira, it's not good because you need two Amiras. So at the end, there was one Amira, it's also not good. So Le Yama Vishona, he didn't repeat himself, just like Vimbasa Lafosh Oma Besaif Sheish Shtepomim, in Kain Le Domile Reisha. Amar b'tchila sheish means once. Amar b'soyv sheish means twice. That's very modern. The amar b'tchila sheish tei pomim. No, leidei nei nirtza. He said amar yoyma. V'oit. And now the girsa is, if he said b'soyv sheish, it's no good. Why is it no good? Because it's kvayotz already. And it says leyetzei. Mali de shofkele drosha kamaisa de dorosha eva that shayimak shu eva. This drash that he has to say when he's an eva, we just learned it before from eva. And now you bring now a new drosha, lo yeitze, that he has to say it before the yitzir. Not like rachinim lo yeitze, like vayotza, tepik lay me ha eva. So mamela, therefore, Rashi does not like this gilsa. Let us go further. Tana rabbon. Loi isha ubonim. The Eved has isha ubonim, ule rabbi ein isha ubonim. The rabbi doesn't have isha ubonim. Ein oi nirza, shenema ki ahev cho ve es beisecho. The Pasuk says in the Vorim that he tells the Odin, I love you and beisecho. So weiss the chois that the Odin has a bias. What's the taich bias? Bias means isha ubonim. Beisei zu ishtoi, and bonim also means beisei. So I just like to deviate for 1 minute in a shtikel ha'ore. It's only a shtikel ha'ore. It's bakant Eben Ezra learned chumash al pi pshat. Wasn't such an oifen of learning chumash also. But I'd like to mention from our Gemara we see that beisai means ishta yabonov. That's what it says in our Gemara. It says, Kehevcha ves beisecha. So, it's a beisai that the Odin has a isha bonov. That's a Taish beisai. The Ebenezer in the beginning of Chumash Shemais, the first pasuk in Shemais, Zogt Eben Ezra zei, Ish u beisoi bo, Zogt Eben Ezra, what's the type beisoi? Yoitzei chalotza. Beisoi means the children. The ein bayis b'chol ha-mikro isha. Bayis does not mean isha, bayis means the family, not the wife. Ve'hine, ha-eid, this pasuk is the proof of it. It says, Ish u beisoi, and there were 70. And if you add the wives, there's more than 70. It's a raya that the wives don't fall into the... That's not called beisai. Now he asks Akasha, this Amirdik Eben Ezra. So Eben Ezra, it says, by the Kohen Gadol, Yom Kippur Mechipa Badai Vat Beisai. Zogt Eben Ezra, the Ezer HaKoyin, Ezer HaKoyin means the wife, Shehi Ishtoi, Bekoyach Badoi, that's Bechiper Badoi, Vehi Nechleles Imoi, Ki Ha'ish Ve'ishtoi Hu Ha'odom. Mordek Eben Ezra. That means he's a Plagufe, a person without a wife is not an Odom. An Odom is if you have an Ish Ve'isha. So Badoi means that's Ish Ve'ishtoi. Beisai means the family. Al Koponim, Samodik Eben Ezra, there are two things. One, he says Beisai goes only on the family, being Zaraya from the beginning of Parshas Shmos. And number two, he says Samodik Optaich, Vahoyu Labosar Echot, that Take Ish Ve'isha, that's Kihu Odom, that's Badoi, that's him, it's not myself and her, it's us, that's Kihu Ha'oda. One Ha'ora. A second Ha'ora I'd like to mention, the Bichas Avron brings down a Mishnah Melech that clears the Shaila, but it says, Ahevcha, and the Gemara say later, this, the Anitza only works if it's Ahevcha. Later, if it's not Oyavoy, that means he comes over to the Ritva explains, if it's not Oyavoy, he comes over to the other like this, I hate it here. You, I hate especially. But I like, so go out already. Listen, I can't find a job. Here I have a job. Here I have food. I'm staying here. But I'll tell you the truth. I don't like you. So the Gemara says later, so you can't be a Nilze. One of the conditions of Nilze is, after you sadoini, you have to, that's, if you don't like him, forget about it. We'll see later, there has to be, the Odin has to like him also. There's a whole bunch of tenoim in order to have a parasha of Nilza. Fine. So, the Birchas Avrom clears, and the Mishlach also clears, so a heifcha means that there's a hava. So, it says, ke a heifcha ve'es beisecha. And this is a little embarrassing. It says, hey, it's Beisecha. Beisei zu ishtai. Beisei zu, no, one of Mela, but, the Mishnah Malach Mutschitzich very much with his kashim. But it's a ha'ore. We'll see later that a heifcha pake means ave. And, so you have to know, in Beisecha we learn, that the ishtai yobonov. So this is a ha'ore. Okay. Lo yisha bon, l'rabo yin yisha bon im eni nirtze, shnem a keivcho ves beisecha. L'rabo yisha bon im, v'lo yin yisha bon im eni nirtze, shnem a ohavti es adoini, ve es ishti, ve es bonai. So he needs bon im. Agavucha dat Moshe Yisrael clears, what if he has one child? L'chayre bonai. Bonai l'chayre means two children he has to have. Hu oyhev es raboy, ve raboy einoy oyhavoy, that's not kemayim ponim aponim, einoy nilce. Shenema ki toiv loy imo. Seems there's a mutual feeling over here. Raboy oyhavoy, vu einoy oyhev es raboy. He does, yeah, so who ain't a hoyev es raboy? Tell him, rabbi, who ain't a hoyev es raboy? And in Yitzchitam, ki a heitcho. Who choyle? The raboy ain't a choyle. He's sick. And the raboy is not sick. Ain't a nilce. Shenema ki toiv loy ima. Toiv loy means it's good. Together with you, we're both healthy. Toiv loy imach. Raboy choyle, vohu einay choyle, einay nirza. Shenema imach. They have to be toiv loy imach. It's good for him. He's healthy. And the other is healthy. Then we can make a shidduch. He becomes a nirza. Boy bivi barabaye, shneyem choyle mai. What about the masik? Is imach beinavika, they're both the same, both of them are sick, both have the flu, they're both sick, and then it's mamish, a pair. Vayika, aydome ki toiv loy imach beina, voleka, teika. So lochayre, you have to understand, so what's the tutsodim? It says, I mean, it doesn't say imach, it says, what's the suffix? Perhaps the suffix is, maybe that's John Posik. When does it have to be toiv loy? When does he have to be healthy? If it's imach, if you're also healthy. Maybe that's the other time. If you're not healthy, so then he also doesn't have to be healthy. Or maybe pshat is ki toiv loy imach, that both of you have to be healthy. So that's the shaila. Take it. Zot Rashi. Ki toiv loy, no loy isha bonim, shifcha ktanish, nimso loy viyoldala. Ki toiv loy, chat lechayla, hu abon avimoy. Al kolchoch, this is going up further. Zek zi gebore weiter. Tano rabonon, ki toiv loy imoch. Imoch bemacho, imoch bemishte. Shloi tehei ato oichel pas nekiyev oichel pas kibel ato shoyse yayin yoshen bu shoyse yayin chodosh ato yoshen agabi muchen vuhu yoshen agabi teven vikan omru kol hakoyne ebe divri ke koyne odoin laatzmai. Now I saw a beautiful Benya Yoda. He has two diyukim. Tana rabo ki toiv laimach has to be imach b'macho, imach b'mishte, and then it should have said imach b'mito. It said because then when the Gemara starts explaining, the Gemara says, "Ata yoshnal gabi muchen, bu yoshnal gabi teven." That's so. It should said imach b'shine, imach b'macho, imach b'mishte, imach b'shine. It should have said one hora. A second Ha'ori asks, it seems, after Shina Mikan Amru, Kalakoina Bedivri Kikoina Odin Latzmai. I say after the third one, Mikan Amru. So he says a beautiful vote. He says, Toivlai Imach, Imach Bemachal, Imach Bemishte. He says, you know what that means? That you have two breads. One bread is a Pasnoki, the other is a Paskibo. So you dare eat the pasnoki and give him the paskibah. So what do? You cut both breads. You take a half a pasnoki, half a paskibah, and give him also half. Imach b'macho. B'mishte, you have a glass of yayin yosh and a glass of ice. You give him a half a glass of yayin yosh and a half a glass of yayin chodesh. You take also half a glass. Imach. Not an odd thing. We share. But when it comes to a mattress, we have over here, there's one mattress and one is tavern. You can't cut it in half. will be half a mattress. I was like, this is stomach's like, oh. So here you have a problem. Here you have a problem. You have only one mattress. So here, so you can't sleep on the good mattress and give him the ten. So you know what's gonna be? You have to give him the good mattress. Mikan omru from this third halacha. So Mamela that Mikan is on the third halacha. And the first two is not Odin Koin Odin Latzmai. He has to be an Odin. Doesn't have to be better than me. We have to be equal. But the third, when it comes to a mattress, then there's problems. So Mamela, that's what the Ben Yehuda says. Zakta Gemara Vaita. Tana Rabona. V'yotza me'ima. When he leaves you, who ubonav imai? He leaves you with his children. Amar Rab Shimon, imhu nimka bonav ubnaisa minim parim. How did his children get over here? Mikan sherabi, sheraboi chayev b'mezaynais bonav. That the rabbi is machuiv to give mezaynais to his children. Ki yaitzei bedova atoima. Im bal isho hu, v'yotze ishtay imoi. Amar Rab Shimon, imhu nimka ishtay minim karo. How would his wife doing over here? So the pasuk, I have two psukim. One is telling us that the other is mechuyev b'mezaynes bonav. One is telling us b'mezaynes ishtay. It's riche. I need both psukim. Diashminim bonav. No, mishum d'alay b'nei me'ebed u'meichanin. Well, the bonav, the small kids, so me'mele, we can't tell them to work. So me'mele, so v'shteitzach, so there he has to support them. I mean, I have to support your wife. She'll be on vacation, but let her go work, and she'll make money, and she'll have food to eat. So it says, no, that he's mechuyev to support the wife. V'yashminin ishtoi lavdircha laduri. If it says ishtoi, I would think maybe she can't snore. It's called kuda basmelach pnime. So it's not a derech for her to go from house to house to collect the nedavos. So therefore, the din is he has to support her. Avol bonav the dechayu laduri, the bonim, afilu they can't work. Let them go and just knock on doors. Eimaloi, I would think he doesn't have to support them. Tzricha, let us see Rashi. Who ubon of imais rashis al kochacho b'vnei Yisraelim? It says v'yotza bonov means his Yiddish kinder. The ibivnei knanim, they don't go out with them. Ishevila deoksi. The lav name evedo meichel ninim shektanim heim. Laduri lazer al apsochim lefi shehi boisho. She's embarrassed.